A bill by State Senator Cecile Bledsoe of Rogers to restrict insurance coverage of abortion in Arkansas has stalled in a House committee after it was amended to include exemptions for rape and incest. Kelly McNeil has this report from Little Rock.
People on opposite sides of Senate Bill 113 often sound like they're talking past each other.
No public funds will be used to pay for abortions except for the life of the mother. It's really a no-brainer.
This bill, in my opinion, has no merit.
The bill is based on something that already confuses lots of people, the federal health care overhaul. Under it, each state will form health insurance exchanges, big pools of insurance plans that more people could access. Senate Bill 113 would bar plans in that exchange from covering abortions, except to save the life of the woman. Governor Beebe has said he'd like to see more exceptions included in the bill.
There are a whole lot of folks that believe, including me, that rape and incest always would be more appropriate to be included in that.
One disagreement on this bill is whether it affects public funds or private money. The truth is, it does both. Almost all private plans in the state will participate in the new health insurance exchange. Some people in the exchange will be getting a federal subsidy to help them afford it, but not most people. Ravina Daftari, a health policy specialist, says that means Senate Bill 113 goes too far.
The people who are buying insurance coverage inside the exchange are using their own private dollars to do that, and so this bill really doesn't do anything extra that protects public funds from being spent on abortion, but it does unnecessarily encroach on people's own ability to spend their own money on the coverage that they think is best for their families.
There's already a voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions except to save the mother's life. There's debate about how it will affect the new health insurance exchange, but abortion opponents say it shows Arkansans don't want to subsidize even abortions arising from rape and incest. The trouble in this case is, how do you separate taxpayer funds from individual people's premiums? It's not clear that you can. Rose Mims heads Arkansas Right to Life.
We always hear that this is a private decision made between a woman, her doctor, and possibly her God. But yet they want John Q. and Jane Q. Public to pay for it. And to me, that is totally absurd.
Under the bill, women could purchase separate riders to cover abortions. But right now, no such riders exist in Arkansas. Currently, there are some private insurance plans that would have to drop their abortion coverage if Senate Bill 113 passes. Some plans cover the procedure in cases of rape or incest, some when it's medically necessary. Those are the circumstances that Representative Jeff Wardlaw tried to exempt from the bill by offering a hostile amendment.
This amendment's to ensure the protection of these private policies that already cover these instances.
A majority of the committee voted to include the exceptions. The bill's backers were infuriated and managed to table the bill rather than let it go forward in its altered state. Senator Cecile Bledsoe said she believes the amendment was an attempt to kill the bill.
To say I'm disappointed is an understatement.
Bledsoe vows she'll bring the measure back up again.
Kelly McNeil of KUAR in Little Rock filed that story for Ozarks at Large.